check out Michigan. I can make it bounce.
Because that's not nice. I don't want to do that because that's not nice. I don't think you heard me. You're having a hard time tonight. I don't want to do that because that's not nice.
Good evening, everybody. And welcome to the Fake Ass Radio Show. On SoundCloud. I am your host, Gav D. This show is brought to you by hand-me-down equipment. No, literally, most of the equipment that I have was handed down to me. So shout out to anybody who gave me something that I'm using right now. Coming up in the hour, music from Dead Prez, the Butthole Surfers, and Lori is here. Hello, Lori. What's going on?
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in.
Hanging in there, huh?
Hanging in. My stomach's been fucked up.
Uh-oh.
For like the last week.
That's no bueno.
Yeah, so it's getting better. Today I'm at like a 2 in pain.
I feel like I should be at the roller rink right now.
What, to this? To the, yeah. the PE, the public enemy? Oh. Yeah. Oh, these guys were the shit. Fuck John Connor. I was the first one in my hood to rock a Public Enemy shirt back in the day. I was absolutely fucking rocking that shit in T2.
Hey, I think I remember that.
So
I think I can vouch for that.
Yeah. Episode 27.
Yep, yep.
At 27 of these motherfuckers. I can't even believe it. We're dedicated.
Are you going to cry when you get to a certain one?
I don't know. Maybe 50.
50 would be pretty sweet.
Maybe, or 52, actually, because if we're doing one a week, 52 would have mean, yeah, one whole year. So probably 52 will be a good episode.
Yeah, so, buddy.
What'd you do? What'd you do over the weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I went to that wedding I was telling you about.
Yep, I went to a wedding, too.
Yep. It was fun. I mean, it was beautiful. It was, like, ridiculous, in fact.
Your wedding was where?
It was at the DAC, which is apparently a really big deal.
What is that?
I mean, I don't know the people. I was a guest, but it's the Detroit Athletic Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right downtown by Comerica.
Yeah, that'd definitely be a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a real deal wedding.
It was pretty fancy. I actually probably should have spent more time just walking around the building.
You know, I feel like I go to a lot of weddings where I feel like they're in big venues and I don't explore enough. So, yeah, I definitely feel you when it comes to the exploring. Excuse me.
Ew. We're already
it's the water tonight. Again, I haven't been drinking booze. I'm drinking water tonight.
It's the water.
Ease my stomach. Yeah, tonight it's the water.
I think it might be whatever's in your stomach.
Who are the folks that got married?
So it was my girlfriend who recently had a breakup who needed a date. So she asked me to go. I got a week and a half notice.
Oh, so you don't really even know the people.
Well, I knew a couple people who were there, like her cousins I've met before and stuff.
Okay.
But it was a massive Sicilian wedding. So it was like, it felt like where like my roots probably originated from.
All right.
Well, because I'm a little Italian, so it's kind
of. Back in the Italian days.
Yeah, like the La Familia.
Mi familia. Is it mi familia? No, actually, I think that's a Spanish movie.
Yeah, I think
movie.
It's me.
Well, I think it works both, but I think the there's a movie called Mi Familia.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell I said.
It's about a Mexican family or some shit. Who knows?
Anywho, yes, yeah, so that was cool. I mean, it was really beautiful. There was, like, paintings of, like, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington on the walls and, like, crazy stuff.
President.
I was like, I don't know if I have enough room in my camera. I was so pissed. My camera keeps just, like, not letting me take pictures.
You need to use Dropbox and then when you're, you know, you got to constantly delete photos from your camera, you know, because they go automatically into the Dropbox. So,
yeah.
Dropbox. This show is brought to you by Dropbox. There you go.
Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't feel like writing a sponsor this week.
I like the hand-me-downs, though. I like the hand-me-downs,
yeah,
dude. Hand-me-downs are the shit.
They
know
work.
What? I'm going to talk about something for a second.
They work.
They do work. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? We're surrounded by great electronics here.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a serious issue in our entire world with waste removal. Just saying. Where do you think all this shit goes when it goes somewhere, people?
Yeah.
Literally, if it's not being recycled, it's going somewhere.
I kind of feel guilty about that shit every day.
It sucks.
Day.
It's, you know, it's actually something that when you really think about it, it's a ginormous issue.
I listened to a podcast called The Stranger Conversations, where this gentleman who hosts the show, he asks different people every week 10 questions. And one of the questions that he asks is, if you could change one thing about the world, what would you change? And I would absolutely redo how we manage our waste and water and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an offline conversation.
But anyways.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not at all, because that shit's real.
Yeah. I would absolutely change the way that we do that. So.
But yeah, why were we even talking about that? Oh, yeah.
You brought it up.
Reuse equipment.
Jesus Christ.
How do we even get on that topic?
This is what we don't throw shit out. We just reuse it here.
Well, on the way over here, I bought this water bottle. I had to stop and get another damn Moose Jaw water bottle because I freaking keep losing
Moose
them.
Moose Jaw. All right.
Well, I just get there. It's not. It's just because I like that particular bottle. It's the closest place to me, so that's why I get that particular brand.
And then what? Moose Jaw is a store, right?
Yeah,
it's a chain.
Like an outdoors,
like Gander Mountain
type,
type place. All right, gotcha. I don't go into those places, so I don't do anything sporty or athletic or outdoorsy. So aside from barbecuing.
Yeah, but when when people buy these bottles, or people just always get bags. The guy at the place that I bought this from before I came over here was like saying, he's like, do you want a bag? I was like, no, I'm good. He's like, I was going to judge you silently if you took one. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to fuck you, dude.
No, I was not like,
out of gauged his ass.
Stop.
Judge me because
he was like, yeah, some people put backpacks in bags. I was like, that's because people are stupid.
Seemed kind of redundant. Put a bag inside of a bag, right?
People do it, though, dude. Well, that's what I'm saying. That boils back down to, waste. Waste. What are you doing? Where do you think all those bags are going? Dear Lord.
Water bottle. So there you go. It's a nice water bottle. Yeah. Moose Jaw. Shout out to Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw.
The dude that helped Lori.
Yeah, the hottie. Yeah. Hey.
What a dude. All right.
He's teaching me.
What else is going on? Happy birthday to my sister Julie today.
Happy birthday to my friend
Celeste
today.
I think my sister's 30.
Actually, I had a friend's baby born today, so we've got three people we know who have this birthday.
All right. Shout out to all of them.
All those.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Babies.
And all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know, you people and your babies. Fuck that.
Oh, Lord.
No way. I don't know how
you're going to be the first to end up with a baby.
I don't know how many times I can fucking say it. No way. Heather and I are very, very careful. Very careful.
Aww.
I'll push her right down the fucking stairs.
Hey.
I will.
You're evil.
She'll take a tumble.
Stupid.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, Heather.
So what else I did? Oh, I know. She's so mean. I know what else I did this weekend. Oh, wait. Did you do anything this weekend?
Just my wedding. Yeah. And it was in Grand Rapids. I can't remember the name of the church. Beautiful church. But then the reception was at the, I think it was at the St. Cecilia Music Hall.
Sounds fancy.
And and it is a music hall. I think they have, orchestras and shit play there, but they got a big banquet hall upstairs that was pretty dope. And then, of course, I was in Grand Rapids. I had to go to Founders and have a beer or two before the ceremony. They had the breakfast stout. It's like their coffee stout. So that shit is back on and it's delicious. And then after the wedding, they got a Hopcat in Grand Rapids too. So I went there and got some more crack fries in me. I had to get some more of that fucking crack fries in me.
Why you're sick, dude.
No, I'll tell you what. I was sick before and I couldn't even eat them all. I was telling Heather I couldn't finish my beer that I had. I got a really strong beer while I was there and I couldn't finish that. Couldn't finish
my fucking... Was it cold over
there? No.
That's nice.
No, it was the weather was perfect. Perfect
good.
Weather.
Yeah, it was actually a really nice weekend.
So yeah, that's all I did, really.
Well, that's good. Amy had to go to the other side of the state. That's a little trip. It's a day and a half trip.
Yeah.
I went to I had my final basketball game.
Oh, what? Oh yeah, with your team?
Corktown Ducks.
Oh shit. Hell
In the Detroit Hoops League.
All right.
Yeah, that Detroit Hoops League.
Fucking A.
Oh yeah, we had quite the crowd too. It was a good amount of people.
Yeah, you hear them, they're all there.
I feel like we dominated all season, so I think people were kind of sour and they were like, we're not gonna stick around. We were like, okay, whatever, fuck you.
Oh, haters.
No, I'm just totally teasing. I'm totally just being like a bitch right there.
Fucking haters, man.
No. I mean, I honestly probably wouldn't have stuck around and watched them play either.
Yeah, they're that bad.
It was nice though. I may have.
Corktown Ducks, man. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. They do need a second set of bleachers, though.
I have no ducks.
Actually, that's what we should raise money for. Hell yeah. Okay. I just got an idea.
I got my weed card in the mail, yesterday? So there we go. Yeah.
Wow.
Finally, yeah, I've been waiting for that.
You excited about that?
Yeah, fucking A.
Good for you.
Celebrated by buying 2.5 ounces for myself.
Hell yeah.
So, fucking A.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I had someone kind of poke me about being a marijuana advocate.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm an advocate, but I'm not saying that I hate it either. I think it's a business, but
there's definitely a market for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I had someone who was like, hey, good luck with being a pothead.
Fuck that.
I know. I was like, nice try, though.
Fuck that, dude.
Hilarious. Nice try, dude. Wow, you got me.
You fucking pothead.
You totally got me, dude.
You a pothead focker?
I am not a pothead focker.
I love that movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah, that was a hit movie. I don't know if they needed how many more of the movies they did after the first one, but yeah. The first one was still great.
Yeah, the first one I probably could consider almost a classic.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Fucking A. What else happened this week? 19 years ago this week, we lost a legendary rapper by the name of Tupac. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I know of Tupac.
Very good.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 19 years. That is absolutely absurd.
Our favorite gangster rapper turned Hollywood superstar actor. Again, 19 years ago this week, rapper, author, poet, actor. He attended, when he was a kid, he went to a New York acting school when he was like 12. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then he would eventually move to Baltimore, and then he would go to the Baltimore School of Arts, and he would do music there. And that's where he would meet Jada Pinkett. And what else can I say? Then I think he moved out to L.A. in like the early 90s, and he became a backup dancer for Digital Underground. You remember Digital Underground?
No.
They did the Humpty Dance.
No.
Yeah.
He's in that?
No, he was in Digital Underground, yeah. So, he was just sort of a backup dancer. He didn't really rap, but they did give him a verse that he started. He did one verse. It's called Same Song. Let's see if I have it here. Let's see. I do have it. Hold on. Where's Tupac's verse? He's like later in the fucking song. I'm gonna skip ahead. Tupac, go ahead. There we go. Down, slam around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me. But now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song can't go wrong if I play the nice guy. Claim and fame must have changed now that we became strong. I remain still the same, cause it's the same song. Yeah, so there's him doing his very first verse.
That must be like bouncing.
Right? This song was in the movie Nothing But Trouble. Did you see that movie?
No.
Early 90s.
I know nothing about Tupac.
It's like a slapstick comedy. Chevy Chase and Demi Moore, they take a wrong turn, and they wind up being held prisoner by Dan Aykroyd and his weird family and their weird mansion. It's Dan Aykroyd. He's all done up in old man makeup, and he's like a judge.
What's it called?
Nothing But Trouble.
And he's in that?
Yes. And John Candy's in it, too.
Sounds hilarious.
But there's a scene where the whole group, Digital Underground, Tupac, they all show up and they do this song to get out of jail.
I feel like I'm like picturing Tupac in some fucking MC Hammer pants doing the Humpty Dance.
He was on some like super African shit. Like he was rocking a lot of African garbs, like at that time.
Yeah, I mean,
at least in that scene.
So
I know that.
So was this before or after his rap career?
This is like the start.
Really?
Of his rap career.
So he's just climbing.
Yeah, so he does this movie, he's Digital Underground. He would put out his first solo album shortly after that, Tupacalypse Now. It's a classic. In the mid-90s, That's when he started doing movies and shit. And he was really good. Mm-hmm. He's a really fucking good actor. And I feel like every role that he was in, he fucking killed it. Do you know any Tupac movies right offhand?
Poetic Justice.
Okay, very good. And then
where's my bow?
I love okay. And then he did another movie. His first movie was called Juice, and I fucking love this
Juice,
movie.
I think I maybe have
he
seen that.
He kills
actually.
It in this movie here. Listen to this.
It's over. Everything starts from now. We all go down unless we stay together. Ain't no one man above the crew. You know that shit. Yeah. Crazy, man. You know what? When you said that last time, I was kind of tripping, right? But now, you're right. I am crazy. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about Steel. And I don't give a fuck about Raheem either.
Oh, such a menace.
I don't give a fuck about myself. Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit. And you less of a man than me, so as soon as I decide that you ain't gonna be shit, pow, so be it. You remember that, motherfucker. Because I'm the one y'all need to be worried about.
Partner. Yeah.
Damn, so, Tupac just gave that dude the do.
Certainly believable as like a menacing sociopathic high school
totally.
Kid.
Oh my god, I think actually I totally know that movie. Were they standing in like this random ass abandoned like random basement building?
Yeah. it's very New York. Very New York.
That music was so dramatic, that score.
Yeah. I don't know who did that. But okay, so he did Juice.
Juice.
Great effort. By 93, at this point, he's shooting people, he's assaulting people, he's being shot at, he's raping girls.
What?
And, he would eventually be convicted of that, of
wow.
sexual assault. I don't think a lot of people remember that. He did go to jail for raping a chick. I think he did, like, 6 months to a year. Bid for that. He released his third album while he was in jail. Is it the Me Against the World album?
So do you think he was being real in that part of that movie?
About what? Jail
like being
and
like, no.
Or being like a street
hoodlum? Not giving a fuck. Yeah, just like.
Yeah, probably.
That was like.
Probably.
That wasn't really him acting.
I mean, this between the years of 92 and 94, he was,
that was
fucking
you know, that
acting
was
a fool.
That was a difficult time in African American history.
He was acting a fool.
In the United States of America.
First artist to reach a number one album while in jail.
Wait, hold on, repeat that?
Yeah, he was in jail, he put his album out, it went number one. He's the first artist to go number one while in jail.
Is he still the only?
No, oh, I'm okay. Sure, I think, no, clearly, I don't think so. So that
really?
Is a, that's a crowning achievement
yeah,
for an artist
is.
Right there, so hats off to him for that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So yeah, he would be, while he's in jail, he would write this album that I'm playing here, the Machiavelli album, the very angry album. And not before being released from prison and then doing the whole Suge Knight death row era, which would end up being the final chapter of his life, I guess. He would be gunned down later in Las Vegas in a drive-by shooting. Again, he recorded a ton of shit before that happened. They're still putting out shit, you know? Like you said earlier,
there's
still Machiavelli albums or Tupac albums and shit coming out. I don't think he's dead, like I said. I think he's on a...
he might have just been working his ass off.
Beach somewhere, island, just ordering drinks.
Hey.
Mojito waitress. Put Alize in that motherfucker.
I feel like if I wasn't so young, I would remember where I was when Tupac died.
I think I was in my sophomore year of high school.
I was like a freshman or eighth grade or something.
You would have been a freshman because you're a year younger than I am.
Yeah. But
so,
I can't remember where I was.
Tupac.
I remember watching the footage. Did he get shot in LA? I mean, in Las Vegas?
He got shot in Vegas, yes, but he also got shot in New York. The day before he actually got sentenced for raping that chick, he got shot in the studio. coming down from the studio, actually.
I think I saw that on, like, the documentary movie thingy.
And then he showed up in court in a wheelchair and all that shit.
So,
he had a very dramatic career, a lot
of
shit.
How old was he when he passed?
27.
Yeah, he was young.
I think he was 27.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but yeah, the motherfucker's still putting out albums. So,
he's in witness protection somewhere in the middle of the United States. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of remembering where you were, we had the 9/11 also just passed. How many years has it been since that?
14.
So, that was pretty shitty to kind of have to relive that and go through all that, you know. Obviously, it's not as shitty for us. We didn't live in New York. You know,
I saw some pretty dramatic movies from some various perspectives about that day.
I've seen quite a few since then. I feel like
I definitely can see. I feel like I can relate 100% to that.
Right.
I mean, it was basically.
We can't really relate because we weren't there. And like these New Yorkers, man, they the shit they had to put up with for that.
Hey, having just been
ridiculous.
There. Oh, my God.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I could see that being.
But we've come a long way. We have a new tower now.
Mm-hmm. Right? I didn't get to go to it. That was the one thing I didn't
do. Freedom Tower? Is that what it's called? The Freedom Tower?
I think so, yeah.
And a lot happened. We ended up going to war based on that,
It's been
two different countries.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually a good thought. Like, when I actually found out when I was at the training room my freshman year in college, and I was like, I had a sprained ankle, so I was going over to the training room to get treatment. And I remember hearing we got there, and it was like, yeah, the World Trade Center just got hit by a plane. And I really honestly didn't even know what the World Trade Center was.
Yeah, I was kind of
like,
you.
Wait, huh? I feel like I should know this. It sounds familiar. Maybe if I was shown a picture, I would know.
Right.
But yeah, so that was where I was. I was at U of D.
I think I told the story. I woke up on a pile of clothes because I got drunk the night before. I woke up at my buddy's house on a pile of his dirty clothes.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was calling me, told me to turn the TV on. Nothing
really?
Yeah, nothing really exciting. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
But, you just remember where you were, so.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, fucking Bin Laden. They got Bin Laden, though.
You know what?
They got
that
motherfucker.
I would be interested. Okay, so my senior year in college, I took a terrorism class.
Okay.
And it was through the criminal justice program, and they basically gave us information about, like, how terrorist cells are formed and how they're structured and, you know, usually trends that you can find in them. And they're just social groups, essentially.
Okay,
But they have hierarchies and they're, you know, certain levels of ridiculousness. But anyways, part of, like, fighting terrorism is actually thinking like a terrorist. So where you, like, I mean, I personally, ever since that, I walk around and I can spot where there's, like, like a breakdown.
You can see where
I can see where there's potential for something to go wrong.
When I was at the airport flying to Texas, there was an unattended bag that I was going to report.
Really? You should have.
Well, no, what ended up, I was watching it for a second.
I'm sure you were.
A few minutes. I was like, wait, hold on, Heather. Just wait a minute. Hold on. I just want to see. Some guy was just being lazy and didn't want to walk through the whole rows of shit. You know, so he kind of started at the back and then made his way to his luggage.
Ew, what a dickhead.
I know, but yeah, you can't do that shit. Somebody should tell. And he was of some foreign descent, too, you know.
So
some
he must
Middle
have just
Eastern
been clueless.
So, yeah, I was like,
or he was testing the system.
Yeah, in particular, definitely don't want to be leaving no fucking baggage around and shit, you know.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Hey.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck is in there, so.
Yeah.
But, we got Bin Laden, though, and you remember they watched that shit? They watched it live, remember?
When they shot him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first Periscope video, actually.
No.
They were beta testing Periscope during that video, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No. That's absolutely. Awesome.
I don't know.
Oh, no. You're an ass. You're such a
dick. No, yeah, they killed Bin Laden. That was the first Periscope video. So. Dude, I've been going on Periscope a fucking ton lately. Man. I'm not doing videos myself, not my own broadcast, but I've been watching people.
So what is it, like live recording?
It's people just recording themselves, video,
from their phone?
Taking video, or from the other tablets and shit. Mm. I think you can use a computer too, but I feel like computers are becoming pointless. But, unless you're doing a podcast or something like that, or a fake ass radio show. But
fake ass.
So I've been going on the shit you see if you go on at like two in the morning,
oh God,
when the bars are letting out and shit, or shit's wrapping up. Oh my God, it's fucking crazy. I watched this kid the other night in Kansas City. He must have gotten bounced out of this bar. You can see the video starts, and it only goes for about 40 seconds, I caught. And this kid is calling this dude Ralph or something. I think he said Ralph. He's like, hey, Ralph! Ralph! You know, this dude's fucking hammered, right? And he's calling this dude Ralph. He's like, this dude's getting pissed off because I'm calling him Ralph, and it's not his name. Sorry, Ralph, I don't mean to piss you off. And all of a sudden, the video cuts off, okay? So I'm like, oh, my God. Then I see he pops back on, like, 30 seconds later. I tune in again, and he's walking at this point. Like, he got bounced out of the bar is what I'm thinking. He just walks his drunk ass home. He didn't live that far from the bar. He only walked for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, right? He goes into his house. I'm still watching. I can't even believe I'm watching this fucking guy. And he goes in. He's got two guy roommates. They're in their room or whatever. They're talking to each other. And he sneaks up on him and scares the shit out of both of them. And it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, it was so weird to be a part of that, to see this guy sneak up on his fucking boys and scare them.
Yeah, and like,
what I'm saying?
Like, no, you're like one of two other people who are watching.
Right. I think like seven.
Maybe, so, who knows?
There's this other guy I watch, because there's a map of the U.S. Well, there's a map of the world, and you can see little red dots on the world map of where people are broadcasting from, so you can just hit them and tune in. So I kind of watch people in Michigan a lot. So there's this dude, this black guy in Ypsilanti. He's got this, like, he's got, like, a telemarketing job or something, so every day he'll broadcast while he's at work, while he's on the phone. And you can tell this dude is, he's like an office clown, all right? So, the dude behind him looks like Borat, though, right? So, you can see where people from all over the world, they'll type in, like, hello from here, hello from there. Somebody wrote in, hello from Kazakhstan, right?
Okay.
So, he, you know, and whenever somebody writes something, typically whoever's broadcasting will read it, you know? Like,
right.
Hello, Kazakhstan. And so the guy behind him says, oh, Kazakhstan, that's where Borat's from, you know, Borat. And so I write, dude behind you look like Borat. So, of course, the dude reads it to him. Hey, dude behind you look like Borat. And this guy gets so fucking pissed. He's like, I don't fucking look like Borat. It's bullshit. So I've been watching this dude for a few different times, and every time I see Borat,
do you feel like you're imposing on these people's worlds?
No, they wouldn't be. They wouldn't want if they didn't want us imposing. They wouldn't make the videos.
True.
Know? So yeah, every time I see this dude, I I go tell Borat what up, and he gets so pissed. This fucking dude. So anyways. Yeah, Periscope. I've been Periscoping. I'm going to try to fuck with some people more. I'm going to try to record some shit.
Let's put out your phone now. Fuck it.
What, my Periscope?
Sure.
My phone's going to die if I do that.
Okay,
I need
never
my phone
then.
Right now.
Just
so.
Kidding.
But
hey, it's kind of funny because I started doing online dating, you know?
Yeah.
And there was something that said, no, I don't want to watch your video or some shit like that. So I wonder if people are like starting to use that for dating.
They might. Dude, there's some pervy shit. Like,
oh,
you'll
God,
see some,
I can
like,
imagine.
Yeah, people write perverted shit. Like, if there's chicks on there, they'll write, like,
imagine.
Show us your boobs, you know?
I mean, it's not that perverted, but.
Where do you live? You know, it's like, there's some creepers. You see some creepers
on there.
And
they can see where you're at.
They can block you,
oh,
though.
No.
Yeah, you can turn your location off, I'm pretty sure, your exact location. But you need to be, you know, people need to know where you are in terms of the country, you know?
Yeah, they want to know what's up. They want to know what is up. I'll take some people around town. Periscoping.
Dude, it's fun. You would love it. I'm telling
you.
I don't know why you should be on there, because you go everywhere. You know?
I do go a few places.
You totally go everywhere. You'd be into it, so. You should get on there.
Virtual tours.
Well, you need to be on Twitter first, though.
No.
You know, do Twitter, and then you link your Twitter to the Facebook. You'd get a bunch of followers, I'm sure, quickly.
But I don't feel like, who cares what I have to say every second of the day?
You don't have to talk. I talk maybe once a day. That's it.
Oh.
Like one tweet. Whatever's on your mind.
Maybe, you know? I will.
Yeah, Twitter.
I think I have an account, tweet. But I just don't remember what it is.
You.
Tweet, tweet.
So.
Tweet, tweet.
We say, you want to get in some music?
Yes, please.
All right, fucking hell, let's do it. And then we're gonna go on Periscope and scare the shit out of my roommate. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Okay. You're going first, right?
Yes.
What do you got?
I'm gonna play Dead Prez. It's Bigger Than Hip.
Okay.
Hip.
That's a classic joint.
Hip.
Classic joint.
Yep.
That was the theme song for Chappelle, right?
I don't know. You just told me that.
It was.
Okay. That might be why I like it.
It was, totally.
I don't really know much about them other than the song is a shit.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think they're just from New York, and that's all I can really tell you about them, too.
Really? I'm going to Wikipedia some stuff while we're listening.
I know, right? do some fact checking.
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is Dead Prez. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop on the Fake Ass Radio Show with Scab D and Lori Wilde.
Fake wreckage.
buddy. Straight up fucking banger.
Yeah, buddy.
Fake ass radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Scam.
So I did some Wikipedia-ing.
What'd you find out about these fellers?
So they are from New York City. Well, they originated in New York City. They are M1 and Stickman.
Okay, that's M1 and Stickman. Okay.
S-T-I-C dot man.
Okay.
So the one thing I thought
Stickman.
Was, Stickman. Stickman. The one thing I thought was pretty crazy was this, it says the duo maintains an ethical stance against corporate control over the media, especially hip-hop record labels. Boom. That's some legit real shit right there. That's not a bad thing to have an ethical stance against.
Nope. Well, you know what? And that kind of ties in with the dude that I'm going to play tonight, who goes by the name of Jeru the Damager. And he is also from the New York area, Brooklyn to be exact. I'm playing off of his first album tonight, The Sun Rises in the East, which came out in 1994. Okay? This album was produced entirely by DJ Premier, who we spoke about last week. You played a Gangstar tune.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he made that beat. He made this beat. And then he went to high school with both the guys, Premier and Guru,
cool.
From Gangstar 2. So they've known each other for a long time. Prize, also, to tie back into some music you've played, took a shot in the song, the Fuji song that you played.
Really?
At my man, Jeru the Damager, because of some of Jeru's lyrics towards women.
Oh.
He took offense to it. So, yeah, little beef there. He's been around forever. Like I said, he's been around since 94. His last album he put out was called The Hammer, which is like a year ago. And I even like that album. It's dope as fuck. So
The Hammer?
Yeah. And then supposedly this beat that I'm playing tonight is the first beat that LP rhymed over. LP of Run the Jewels. So, and then like Dead Prez, like KRS-One, he has no problem telling it like it is and never really cared about commercial success. He just keeps it real. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you need to do in hip-hop. So,
yes.
Anyways, Jeru the Damager, Come Clean, fake-ass radio show, Scab, Lori.
You don't want a front one, jump up and get bumped. If you're feeling lucky, duck, then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them faggot flambé. Your nine spray, my mind spray. Malignant myths that'll leave caught defunct. The results, you'll remain stuffed in a car trunk. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East, popping that gang, you won't survive. Get live, catching wreck is our thing. I don't gang bang or shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I slang. I'm a true master, you can check my credentials, cause I choose to use my infinite potential. Got a freaky, 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 freaky flow. Control the mic like Fidel Castro. Lock Cuba so deep that you can scuba dive. My dive's origin is unknown, like the tubers. I've accumulated honeys all across the map, cause I'd rather bust a nut than bust a cap in your back. In fact, my rap snaps your saprarilia. I'm the Mac, so I don't need to tote a Mac. My attack is purely mental and it's nature's not hit. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state. Stagnate nonsense, but if you're prissing, you'll get your snot box bust. You'll press up on this. I flip, post it, none of the real niggas stick. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I put. Keep the dirty by his camp as his verbal weapon spit. Up and spit. Gold nugget. Every time I pick up the microphone, I drug it. Unplug it on chunks with the gangster battle. Leave your nines at home and bring your skills to the battle. You're rattling on and on and ain't saying nothing. That's why you got snuff when your bump heads were dirty rotten. Have you forgotten? I'll tap your jaw. I also kick like Kung Fu flicks by Run Run Short. Made fraud bleed every time I G, cause I perfected my drunkard style like Sam Seed. Pseudo psychos. I play like Michael Jackson when I'm busting ass. And breaking backs, inhale the putrefied aroma. Breathe too deep and you'll wind up coma. Toast the king, I'm hard like a fifth of vodka. And bring your click, cause I'm a hard rock knocker. I gotcha, out on a limb, about to push you off the blank. Let you draw your cross, but you burn the shot blanks. When the eats is in the house, you should come a quit. Come a quit, come a quit.
Peace.
sting like a hornet. Knuckleheads get live and set it off if you want it dirty. Rotten down rules, discussion fools, no jokes. The style's more fatal than secondhand smoke. Don't provoke the wrath of this rhyme inventor, cause I blow up spots like the World Trade Center. Come with this super duper on his assault mission. The text technique, cause he's a technician. Wishing he'll go away won't help the weapon spot. Then skills a shot, cause any idiot can let off a Glock. Hard rock smelling the clutch of the sun toucher. You claim you got beef on the street, so whatcha gonna do when real niggas roll up on you and you don't got your crew? Pull your glottin', but you don't got the heart. You was webbed straight from the start. Bought a tool and didn't learn how to use it. Got lost in Brooklyn, so you had to lose it. Just for frontin', you got that ass wet.
Premier's killing it at the end there with the cuts and shit. Yeah. Drew the Damager.
Yeah, I like that. I like that song.
Well, I am glad.
Ellie, what?
I enjoyed it.
Ellie's being a crybaby.
She's fine.
Ellie, go lay down.
She's a good doggy. Hi, baby.
She's like, I want to partake.
Oh, big, beautiful eyes of hers. Anyways, Camp Hatchet. Did you hear about this?
No, you were trying to tell me about it, but I wasn't
listening. Yeah, what this is now, if you haven't heard, this was a fictional camp that was supposed to be like a haunted house and combined with camping and stuff,
okay,
right?
Okay, I can see that being
okay.
Scary.
So it's sort of like actors, they come out and they'll fuck with your tent, Blair Witch style, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, God, it's terrible. I'd be so frightened. I hate that shit.
I know, okay.
Oh, my God, I get scared just
And they came
about
up
it.
With a whole fake legend. Hold on.
That's kind of cool, though. They're smart.
Let me chew up my scary
and what, people think they were really going to a scary haunted camp?
Scary music on here. Hold on.
I'm confused. Hold on. What's the story?
Hold on. Tell it.
Oh, okay.
In 1991... 13 camp counselors. This is what they posted, all right, for the event and, you know,
okay.
The story that they made up.
Okay, yeah,
in 1991, 13 camp counselors. What the fuck happened to my music? There it is. Shit.
So scary.
13 camp counselors set up their tents. What's so scary? The dogs drinking water or the music? Listen to that.
Ellie! Oh, God.
In 1991, 13 camp counselors set up their tents and settled in, ready to open the newly opened Camp Hummingbird for the youth community.
Camp Hummingbird?
Yeah, Camp Hummingbird.
Okay.
It's like it was sort of like a youth camping weekend, okay? So that was supposed to begin the next day, okay? So the counselors are there, okay? And they're already up there, and they're just getting ready. 12 of them were never heard from or seen again. The next day, the children and the parents all show up and they entered the grounds to find a bloodied counselor screaming tales of deformed clan of attackers, bloodthirsty children, torture, cannibalism, and murder. She would eventually fall into a catatonic state before being able to speak to authorities to provide any concrete details of the events that took place the night before. Aside from the sole survivor and a single trail of blood leading to a hatchet stuck in a tree, no traces of foul play or the missing campers were found.
Oh, no.
Okay, now the campground was never... Man, it's terrifying. Oh. The campground was never officially declared a crime scene because it was immediately closed to the public, and it remained that way ever since. Now, authorities never discovered what happened that night, but folks that live near the secluded campground can tell you exactly who was behind the mysterious disappearances. The Hatchet family. All right. Now, according to local legend, they lived in the woods murdering anyone that would cross their path. And,
oh, hell no.
And then they would feed the blood to their children. In fact, everyone in the area calls it Camp Hatchet. Ever since that fateful September night 24 years ago. Again.
Wow.
So,
scary.
13 camp counselors went out. 12 of them died. One of them survived.
What is that? Yeah. The saw?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Please. Help me.
This website goes on to say, we recently purchased the campground and want to know if you have what it takes to survive a night in the dark with the Hatchet family on the 24th anniversary of the campers' disappearances. They will reopen the camp for a special one-night-only horror camping experience. Reserve your spot now if you dare.
How many spots were there?
What ended up happening now? All right. Keep the scary music going.
It's really scary. It's starting to get, like, sad. It's like sad, scary music.
Well, shit.
This is where, like,
it
the
becomes,
lovers
it becomes
find
quite sad, the how the event turned out.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So, it was put on by, like, a Clear Channel Media type group.
Okay.
Okay. And then, they do marketing services. They're called Town Square Media. They're out of New York. They hired a local company called Exit 13. Haunted House, and they already put on haunted houses, okay, and they have for years, I guess. They're out of Flint, and they supplied the actors that would be for this event, all right?
Okay.
So there were three types of tickets you could buy for this event. Frighten easily, which means you set up your tent in a designated area. Well, actually, they were supposed to provide you tents, okay? So they set up tents in a designated area, and if you're at your tent, you're safe in this area. They won't come and fuck with you, okay?
Okay.
That's $69. For that, okay? Now,
is food included? Is it all inclusive?
I think they brought in some hot dogs and s'mores were promised, okay?
Yuck.
So the second set of, or the second wave of pricing or whatever, it was
okay.
The I Wanna Be Scared level, where the actors are allowed to touch you, okay? So you can
gross.
Be out there
no,
in the woods.
No.
They'll touch you, but they won't drag you, okay? That's going to run you $79.
Damn.
Okay.
Pop a little feel out in the forest. $10 extra.
Right. And then the final level here. Extreme scare. No sleep. They'll touch you. They grab you. They'll pull you out of your tent and drag you. Okay. Nothing is off limits. Okay.
What?
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm going to kind of speed up on this because we're going a little long.
Yeah. Let's do it.
What
let's
ended up happening
songs.
Was it just broke the fuck down. All right.
Well,
so
yeah,
they had
like
everybody line up in Flint. They sold
shit.
500 tickets to this fucking thing. Okay.
Wait.
500 tickets.
Hold on. For one night?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay. They had everybody show up in Flint at 7 o'clock and line up and check in. They had three buses to take 500 people into the woods 60 miles away. They ended up taking them to a paintball field in Metamora, which is like an hour away from Flint. Three buses, 500 people. It took them supposedly 6 hours just to get everybody there. So everybody didn't even get there until 2. So right off the bat, people were pissed just waiting in line. Okay?
Ooh,
people
okay.
were just fucking just throwing a fit in line, okay?
Well, yeah.
So they check you in.
They're like, I thought I was going to be being grabbed and dragged
right.
through the forest by now.
But anyways, for those that did get checked in early.
Okay. The ones that weren't being touched.
They check you in. They take your cell phones, okay?
Oh, shit. That's scary.
Yeah. They don't want you to know where you are. So they take your cell phones. They put you on the bus. The windows are all blacked out. And it's just, you know, the charter bus. Windows are all blacked out. And,
that's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Right. And they take you into the woods. Then once you get there, what they did was they put a burlap sack over everybody's heads.
What?
And escorted them off the buses and put them in their designated scare groups or whatever they paid. And then they had them hold on to a rope, a bloody rope. They dipped a rope in blood and carried and then just pulled everybody through
sounds
the
like
woods.
Sounds like a decent
concept. And then left them. Right.
They should
right.
have just probably had a couple more weekends of that.
I guess the rope, there was paint. They used paint. So people were having problems
no.
getting the fucking paint off of their hands and shit.
Hold yeah. on. Who right. put this on?
Right. So Again, I don't think that there's so many. If you go on
Camp Hatchet,
Camp Hatchet, the Facebook page, which was also put on, I think Town Square Media and Exit 13 formed what's called Michigan Fear Camp. So you can Google Michigan Fear Camp as well. Fear Camp is supposedly who put on this Camp Hatchet, all right?
Did I ever tell you that I did a Wolfman Mac, that show?
Yeah, I remember that, dude.
That's where I know about that thing, that whatever, Fear Camp, so, that he called
it? Yeah, Michigan Fear Camp.
Yeah, that's right.
So they, again, I don't think they knew what they were getting into, or this is just a complete scam or whatever. Because anyways, they get there, and there was only 11 actors for 500 people. From what I'm hearing, there was only 11 people that were out there scaring people. So it got to the point where the people that were out there were fucking with the actors. Like, ooh, booga, booga, booga. I'm so scared. The ones that weren't completely pissed off. I also am hearing reports of people, they're supposed to be, everyone was supposed to have a tent. People didn't, and not everybody had a tent, right? And the ones that did get tents, they were shitty tents, probably from the Salvation Army. You know, and
they didn't
they didn't even have enough poles. A lot of these people didn't even have enough poles to put their tents up. Right. It was just a complete clusterfuck at every end.
Dear God.
Right.
There's so many things I could say about this.
So some people ended up sneaking in their cell phones, obviously, and people started calling cabs.
You mean the 11 people were able to frisk down all 500 people for their phones, their guns, their whatever the fucking bullshit they could have brought.
Right. So, I guess people were paying $100 to get a cab rides from Metamora back to Flint. Yeah. So, again, I think it's a scam myself. I think this was a...
It sounds like a bunch of idiots who threw this.
I think it's a total fucking scam myself.
Well, guaranteed.
I think this was perpetrated by criminals of the highest rank.
I think they just literally had no clue what the fuck they got themselves into and then probably couldn't get out of it.
I think it's the fucking mafia myself.
What?
It's the mafia.
I was literally at like a mafia wedding this weekend, man. I'm not even kidding. Oh, Jesus.
We're gonna do a haunted house, boys.
Oh, God.
We're gonna sell tickets. And we're gonna do a haunted house. Did you see the Blair Witch? Instead of the haunted house, we're gonna take them out into the woods. We're gonna take their phones. And we're gonna take their money.
Do I sound like I'm Russian?
Dude,
right now?
You're like this is like painful for me to watch. Like the cotton in your mouth is just rising.
Well, you gotta do it, cotton.
I know, it's good.
Like I
you're
sound Russian,
great. It's just creeping me out.
Italian's a hard accent.
Especially like real.
The Russian god.
Do I sound Russian? I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear you
that
close.
It'd be like a Russian arch criminal name.
No, but honestly, I'm like getting like.
Bolshevik.
Yeah.
Viktor Volkov.
Okay. You could do that, yeah.
I am Viktor Volkov.
But that's honestly what I thought. I was like, what are these people just letting them put, like, they know that there's 500 people waiting in line. They're just letting them put bags over their heads and shit.
We will put bags over their heads and we'll take them into the woods.
Mm-mm. No thanks.
We will make Exit 13 do all of the legwork. We will make them an offer they cannot refuse. All right, cotton, fuck them.
Yeah, it's seriously literally giving me like the shivers looking at you with that cotton in your mouth. Mm-mm.
The Russian godfather.
That was good.
Did I say his name was Viktor Volkov? Viktor Volkov. I'll have to bring him back.
Okay. He'd be part Halloween costume, Halloween
anyways.
Character.
So, yeah, 500 people got taken for a nice ride over the weekend, unfortunately. So, yeah, we feel your pain here at the fake-ass radio show, folks. So
I don't know if I feel their pain. I think they're.
I think people are getting refunds. From what I hear, refunds are being issued.
Part of my job is, like, event coordinating, and if I was actually doing it for, like, money that I was trying to earn, not from a company, I would be like, that would be such a logistical just this, like, not cool. Like,
no.
Like, a logistical crazy challenge.
I feel like it would cripple a company if something like that happened.
They should have had done, they should have probably thought about their camper to camper camp counselor ratio.
Where the actors, yeah, 11 actors for 500 people.
Literally,
yeah.
The entire time that you, I was like, man, that's pretty quick that, for, that, that they were able to get enough people to control that type of crowd.
I can't believe people didn't break out.
Like, did they have security?
Riots.
Was there anything?
They could barely, it was wet out that night, too.
Oh,
people could
hell
barely
no.
Light, people could barely light fires, so.
I would have probably started, like, tip over a bus and fucking set it on fire or something.
Yeah. Well, so props to the people for not rioting, you know.
Yeah.
Making a bad thing not worse.
I wonder if any of them went prepared. Do you think they were expecting it to be, like, a freaking haunted house?
No,
like,
I think people thought it was going to be awesome, and then nope, shit show. So. All right.
Okay.
More music. Más música.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got? Let's get into our rock block.
Yeah, rock block.
We did hip hop block before. We're going to do rock block
We're
now.
We're going to rock with our cocks out.
My fucking cock is out.
Boom.
Well, it will be.
Mine is not. Boom.
There we go.
There it goes.
Excuse me.
So nasty. Oh my God.
All right. What else you got for me tonight?
So I'm going to play Tool.
Hey, now, I love
Tool.
Yeah,
buddy. Yeah, I don't really know anything about them other than they're jam band, man. I swear to God.
Or not checking anything. They're from LA. I know they're from Los Angeles.
Okay. I mean, I kind of Wikipedia them, but they're, I don't really want to remember.
This is off their album.
10,000 Days.
Yeah, from 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is literally, I will turn my music all the way up in my car and just fucking jam out to this shit and scurry around town in my little whip.
What's the name of this song?
Jambi by
Jambi.
Two. Jambi.
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 They
Jambi.
Named it after Jambi, the genie on Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, man.
So, Jambi.
Jambi.
Okay.
Yep, so this is Jambi by Tool on the Fake Ass Radio Show with Scabdy and Lori.
Thank you.
as per usual.
Dude, it's so hard for you not to just fucking rock out to that song.
Yeah, that song's fucking pretty fucking banging.
Literally.
The shit Tool does, man. Their time signatures are wild.
Oh my God.
Though if you understand time signatures,
I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing.
It means like they put in extra beats in their music. It's hard to explain.
It's the shit. Literally.
I don't even really totally understand it. So anyways.
That's the one song. Like, I will not turn that shit down. Tool. I don't care where I am.
Zombie.
Well, all right. You know.
Well, let's play the last song.
Okay.
By me. Well, not the song's not by me.
Okay.
But I'm going to play the last song. The band is called The Butthole Surfers.
Oh.
Yes. All right. The song tonight is taken from the band's sixth album, Independent Worm Saloon, which came out in 1993. One thing I didn't know about these guys, I knew they're from San Antonio, Texas, but they've been together since 1981. Which is crazy to me. I did not know they were together that long. So
that is quite a long time.
Yeah. So the year you were born.
I was born in 82.
Okay, so they're before you were born. Mm-hmm. Shit. Despite the song that I'm playing tonight also being featured in an episode of Beavis and Butthead and at the beginning of the film Son-in-Law, which starred... what's his name?
Pauly Shore, my boy.
And then it's got my girl, Carla... Carla Gugino. Oh my God, she's such a bad bitch.
I met Pauly Shore.
Why?
Why I love
would you
him.
Want to fucking meet?
I went to his comedy show.
Why would you
show?
Want to meet Pauly Shore? You want? You should want to fucking shoot Pauly Shore.
Hey, I like Pauly Shore. He's funny to me.
Well,
I used to watch those movies on repeat.
Now.
Oh my God.
So
he was actually pretty funny at the comedy show.
Despite all of the song being featured in this movies and TV shows, the Butthole Surfers didn't actually blow up until they released the song Pepper, which was on the album after this. So, but anyways, the song tonight, Who Was In My Room Last Night? Butthole Surfers, Fake Ass Radio Show, Scab D, Lori Lyle. Breaking everything in here.
Fucking rage!
we're destroying everything.
Yep.
In the fucking studio. The fake-ass radio station.
All the hand-me-downs.
All the hand-me-down equipment is being ruined. Butthole Surfers, who was in my room last night?
Damn, that song jammed, dude.
That song's fucking awesome.
Dear Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Hurt my neck over here. Hurt my neck.
Texas right there. That's Texas rock music at its finest.
Woo!
Folks, I saw those guys live.
Nice. This is a good show.
It was amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
They were great. There were a bunch of other Texas bands. The Toadies, who I've played before. The Reverend Horton Heat, who I should play, who I might play. Great guitar player. Great sort of a, what are they? They're like a swing band. The Reverend Horton Heat. So,
are they?
Swing music, yeah.
Hmm.
And good guitar solos.
I like that stuff.
Reverend Horton Heat is for you. So, yeah. I'll have to put that, table that.
Mm-hmm. Table that.
As the Ocho podcast would say. shout out to them. They did their 50th and final episode. So they are...
Congratulations.
They are off into the sunset. They're going to do another podcast here soon, though. So
they're going to keep... 50th and final,
they'll keep us posted, the Ocho. So Pimp and James, we salute you fellas. And one of the very first podcasts that I started to listen to before I started doing this. So
really?
Shout out to them.
Congratulations, fellas.
Yeah.
That's an actual real clap right there. A little power clap.
And that's all I really got for this week. What do you got?
Well, so I was thinking about this. And I was like, you know what? When I first started doing this show with you, I was like texting literally everyone I could possibly text my phone the link to this show. So that
right.
Listen, right?
It can get a little tedious.
It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And honestly, it took up so much storage on my freaking phone.
Well, you got to delete your threads.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you got to constantly do that. You know, it's like
that,
storage.
So what I was going to say is, if anyone's listening who likes our show, make sure you tell your friends, please.
Tell everybody you know.
Yeah. If you share the love, we'll share the love. That's how we do.
Right. And we'll grow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all
grow together.
Grow.
La, la, la.
Ew. Well, that's going to grow, too. But no, we'll grow the audience.
Because just like everybody who's probably listening, there's something that we're passionate about, and this is something that we're passionate about.
Right, so. Absolutely. So, and we're going to build the audience more, and then they're going to go nuts whenever we show up. So,
yeah.
Yes. Hello, folks.
Thank you.
We are
Thank
here.
Thank you very much.
We
people,
are here.
We love you.
I brought my chainsaw as well.
Oh, hell no.
So, all right.
Stupid. But no, seriously, spread love, regardless,
please.
Whoever it is, spread love. So I'm on Instagram, _LoriWild_LORIWILD, and I'm on Facebook, and I keep it real.
That keeps it real.
That keeps it real.
In the battlefield.
In the battlefield, in these concrete streets.
Yeah. I am on Twitter as well, ScavD, short for Scavenge Detroit. I think it's actually Scav_D.
It is.
So follow me on Twitter. This show, the Fake Ass Radio Show on SoundCloud, has social media as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, I'm talking to the guy about doing a website too. So that's going to be in the works here. We're serious about this. So 27 episodes, we're definitely serious. Maybe we need a website. So that's in the works. But anyways, for now, check us out on Facebook, /TheFakeAssRadioShow, all one word, all lowercase, nothing crazy there. And then follow the shit out of us on Twitter as well. We are at FakeAssRadio. So with that, I'm Scav.
I'm Lori Wild.
And this is the Fake Ass Radio Show. Have a good night.
Or a good morning.
Whenever you're listening, we're glad that you are listening. Thank you very, very much. Good day.
Adios, amigos.
You're loud.
I am loud. Oh my goodness.
Howdy.
Man, I hate borrowing my headphones. I was pissed. I was like,
you had to loan them out last week.
I don't like that.
Fuck that. She's like, these are my headphones.
I am not a sharer, man.
I did not learn how to share well.
I mean, I know how to share.
I was growing up.
growing it.
Back in the days.
No, I know how to share. I just know how to survive,
back
too.
Back in the days. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Back in the day
when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I was a kid again.
Yeah.
Sweaty.
Here, I'm going to talk about Tupac.
Now that people think that I'm like some sort of fucking music person, like they keep sending me shit on YouTube.
Here, listen to this. You should bump this.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I like the... Is this the song?
No, this is... I'm just throwing on an instrumental just to talk over for a second while we're testing. Testies. One, two,
mic
stereo.
Check.
Stereo. Ooh. Yeah. The 7-Day Theory. Yeah, he did this album in 7 days. He wrote all this when he was in jail. All right, let's see what's doing.